If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
He does more flying than anyone that I know, and he is an expert when it comes to travel. Eye on Travel airs on WGN every weekend. You see him on CBS, on PBS. It's Peter Greenberg, and where in the world are you today, Peter?
I am back in New York.
Nice. You get to spend a little bit of time in the place that you pay for.
Well, about 72 hours, and then we're off again.
I was surprised to see this article that said the number one U.S. destination has for 12 years in a row, according to Travel and Leisure, been Charleston, South Carolina. That's now been unseated by Santa Fe, New Mexico. Chicago was 10 on the list. Has Charleston been the destination for Americans?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it's become much more popular. When you take a look at where it's located, the history there, how they've been able to preserve all the architecture. You don't just fly in, you can also sail in. And the Intracoastal Waterway, it's got a lot to offer.
Okay. We have a Chicago mom and her sons who went to Mexico and died because of carbon monoxide poisoning. So once again, tell them, what's it cost? $20 to get a portable detector?
You can get one on Amazon. They're the size, a little bit larger than a hockey puck. You take them, they're portable, you bring them with you. Most hotels that are big chain hotels have them. A lot of Airbnbs, in fact, an overwhelming number of Airbnbs don't, and the smaller hotels don't. Fire codes in so many cities don't require them. So, yeah, it's a good protective thing to do. Doesn't cost you a lot of money, and it's peace of mind.
What happened that we no longer have to take our shoes off at airports?
Well, the technology's improved on the scanning machine so that they can better distinguish between your shoes and an explosive device. We go back 20 years ago, the famous shoe bomber Richard Reed, who tried to ignite his sneakers on an American Airlines flight from Paris to Miami. Thankfully, he got caught, but that's what started the rule. And, of course, later on, if you remember the TSA PreCheck, a.k.a. a trusted traveler program, you didn't have to take your shoes off. Now it applies to everybody, and that's going to speed things up a lot.
I saw an article about Viking launching a river cruise in India. And for some reason, that piqued my interest. I thought that was an easy way to see that country. What would your opinion be of that?
I can't wait to go. You know, when you take a look at the navigable rivers in the world where they have river cruises, it's not that many. And now they're starting to add them. You know, it was only a couple of years ago they started doing river cruises in the Mekong. River cruises in South America and the Amazon or on the tributaries of the Amazon, and now they're moving on, and I love it.
Oh, good. We have a question. With all the tourists, Peter, in Europe, is late March or early April a good time to visit London?
If you're not looking for a suntan, absolutely. You know, I'm a huge fan of off-season travel. I'm a huge fan of going to get a cultural immersion. You can always lie on anybody else's beach if you want the suntan. But if you're looking to have a great cultural immersion and enjoy someplace, why not go when nobody else is?
Another question from a texter. Are the Greek islands of Mykonos and Santorini, I don't know if it's Mykonos maybe, easy to tour on your own in early September?
Well, first of all, it's Mykonos, just so you know.
Okay.
Those two particular islands, you couldn't pay me to go in June, July, or August. It's elbow to elbow. It's out of control. However, September is the magic month, and the answer to the question is, of course you can.
Okay. We have a parent who's texting saying their daughter is leaving for Bali today. Any suggestions? Something she should see? Something she should be aware of?
Well, how much time do we have? it's really too general a question, but the beautiful thing about Bali is you can also go up in the hills, up to Ubud. That's an amazing experience. So don't deny yourself that as well.
Okay, wonderful. And what's coming up on the show this weekend?
Well, what's coming up on the show this weekend is a little bit of nostalgia. It goes back to December 4th of 1991, Lisa. That's the last day Pan Am ever flew. That's when they shut down 34 years ago, or nearly 34 years ago. And what they've done now, somebody's bought the brand, the logo, the name, the rights, and they brought the plane, one of the planes back to recreate the original Atlantic roots of the airline, which is pioneering, of course, as an American flag carrier. And we went on the flight. And we're broadcasting from Shannon, from an amazing museum, the Foynes Museum of the Flying Boat, the original Pan Am Clippers. And then later next year, they're going to recreate the Pacific routes, going from California to Hawaii to Guam to Manila to Hong Kong. It's going to be amazing.
And one note about petergreenberg.com. I love your story on beaches to avoid surprising water safety data. I am that person. When I go to a destination and it has water, I'm the first to jump in. And unlike, the tests that we do on Lake Michigan, for instance, those aren't done in other places around the world, are they?
Well, if they're done, they're not done regularly, and the metrics are different. So basic common sense things you can find on our website, petergreenberg.com, that'll tell you what to do before you ever put the toe in the water.
And there are stories about Hawaii. I mean, when you travel from Chicago to Hawaii, you look at that water, you're like, oh my God, it's gorgeous, I'm jumping in, when in fact, many times it has as much bacteria as Lake Michigan.
Or more.
Ugh. Thank you for joining us. We'll be listening and watching this weekend.
You got it, Lisa.
You will find him at petergreenberg.com.